sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 6th day of September, year of our Lord, 2022. And welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I am quite proud to say we do start with a Pledge of Allegiance every show. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip today is to inventory, organize, clean, sharpen, and lubricate all of your tools. Any broken or damaged tools, be sure to replace them or repair them. And fill in the blank spots. There might be some tools you need that you just simply don't have. All right. We are patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy, with the most advanced prepper I've ever had the privilege of knowing, quite frankly. Great guy, man about town, and we're going to talk about the events of the day, the events of the week, and how incorporating doTERRA oils into your life can help you have the life that you want to have. Good morning, Leon.
Morning, John. Thanks for the compliment, and you know I agree with you on using those tools.
Okay, your audio is not quite where it needs to be. It sounds kind of muffled. You may be too close to the microphone. I'm not sure.
Okay. Now, sound better now?
That's better. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Okay. Well, we got through a national holiday here, the Labor Day weekend, where the people that own the means of production celebrate their victory over those who do the production, is what it's really about. Regardless, we got through the weekend with no major incidents, thank goodness. The weather here in South Central Missouri was very cooperative. I had some folks over, family and some friends, yesterday for a barbecue. It went quite well. And all the things that we're concerned about continue to move forward, don't they, Leon?
Correct. We look at what is 60 days until the election. So, if they are going to do something, I don't know if they're going to wait till the last second. And I doubt if they'll have a traitor like Pence, in the corner. So, I would anticipate some false flag and black swan event that would, allow them to stay in power. Because animosity the American public has against this. Even the Democrats, Democrats are against him running again. It's like, wow.
Well, they want a candidate who has coattails. That's a term referring to the other candidates, in this case, Democratic candidates, who would be pulled along by a very popular president running for running a very popular candidate, I should say, running for president, as opposed to one. I recall during the election cycle, I believe it was the summer of 2020. Joe Biden had an announced event, I think, in Vermont. It might have been New Hampshire, one of those New England states. And when less than 70 people, I think it was about 65 people, were going to show up, they canceled it. You know, Leon, if you and I announce a speaking event, we could easily draw 100 to 200 people easily. And right. So they, you know, that's what humiliating. How humiliating is that? So, yes, I could see why they don't want him to run again, because they want a popular candidate that can draw votes for themselves as well as for the popular candidate. There's a headline here. One of my go-to places for news is a website. It's thelibertydaily.com, thelibertydaily.com. It's what Drudge was 18 years ago, mostly conservative news. Very familiar format. And here's a headline in bold red type. Listen carefully. Demonic Disney Corporation airs animated series about Satan impregnating a reluctant mother who gives birth to the Antichrist. Disney, I don't know much about Walt Disney. He's long gone, of course. But the Disney Corporation has been thoroughly taken over by the forces of evil, haven't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. And at one of the stores, luckily, I saw a book that had a pretty woman on the front and said, "The Evil Side of Disney." She was all tattooed up. I haven't got a chance to even look through it yet. But I agree with you. I mean, them and Netflix have both gone down the satanic path. It's really demonic.
There's another headline here where I'm going to scroll down to this. An attractive young woman, a TV broadcaster, newscaster in Oklahoma. She's doing her live broadcast, and she has the beginning, what looks like the beginnings of a stroke while live on the air. She discontinued the broadcast, was taken to the hospital where they told her that she had the beginnings of a stroke. I don't know if she got the COVID clot shot. I'd highly suspect that she probably did. In addition, over in Romania, the guy in charge of the most popular soccer team in Romania is banning COVID-vaccinated people from being on his team because he's concerned about the spreading of spike proteins. Of course, he's taking a lot of heat from the Romanian government and from mainstream media. But in my opinion, he's done the right thing. What do you think, Leon?
Matter of fact, one of our friends, Mark, you know, sent me a text last night or yesterday saying Romania's most popular soccer club banned jab players, and the club is called the Tua Bucharest. And so right. I agree with
right.
you. I mean,
right. Wow. Well, within soccer is the sport of the world. The United States is one of the exceptions. We don't really participate the same way all other countries do. Of course, one of the things about soccer is all you need is a soccer ball. You can play soccer with your bare feet. You can have a couple of sticks stuck in the ground for a goal and so forth. So barefoot peasant children all over the planet play soccer, don't they, Leon?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, even the military, the U.S. military, when they're doing training for people for depth perception and motility issues, and they, you know, when you're trying to learn how to do night vision, they actually give them, you know, they put on the binocular on the helmets and they say, go out and play soccer. So it's hilarious.
That would be good training. I could see where that would be good training and far less chance of injuries. And you don't need to have the expense of football equipment. But getting back to soccer, at the level of national soccer teams, these coaches all know each other. They have personal relationships. They talk to each other on the phone. They email each other. They go to conferences together. And, of course, they meet at the various soccer games. They all know what's happening, that these world-class athletes, and once you're at the level of becoming of a national soccer player, you're one of the most physically fit human beings on the planet, aren't you, Leon?
Absolutely.
And so they all know each other. They also know that dozens of these, well, more than 100 now, I've lost track of the body count, more than 100 of these world-class athletes have dropped dead from heart attacks, blood clots, while playing their sport, either in a game or in training, in practice. So I'm happy that this Romanian soccer coach has done this. It may give some backbone to some of these other soccer coaches in England, Ireland, Scotland, Germany, France, and so forth to do the same thing. This is the wake-up call that the planet needs, isn't it, Leon?
Correct. And right now, it's better late than never. And, you know, having people needlessly pass away. But, I mean, even at dinner last night, we were talking about how evil the little gnome from CDC is and how many millions, you know, he's killed before with AIDS and AZT. And now he's added, another 3 zeros to his potential because of how many people have already, over 50% of the world has already taken one shot.
Right. Well, I've mentioned this before, but it bears mentioning again because we always have new listeners. Dr. Anthony Fauci was the guy. He was the man in charge of the United States response to the AIDS epidemic back in the mid-1980s. Now, AIDS was and is a contagious disease with 100% of the people that get it die. Back then, anyway, in 1980, it's no longer the case. But back then, it was. He did not order the quarantine of the men who had it. Now, fast forward to 2020, he ordered a quarantine of people who did not have it and were highly unlikely to get it from a disease that killed 0.3% of the people that got it, not 100%, a fraction of 1%. Same doctor, communicable disease, vastly different rate of mortality, wasn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. And even though, you know, you remember the 2030, they didn't have all their chess pieces in place now. You know, they've been, you know, torching the food system and the power and, you know, the entire, this is a structured, engineered collapse. And right now they didn't have all that together, even though, you know, Bush Sr. said, you know, we're going to have a new world order and, you know, it's not going to be the law of the jungle. And so, they didn't have it intact, but now they have all the places ready. And, you know, they can't let Trump or anyone else come in to foil that, you know, like they did in the 16 election. So, you know, that's why I'm anticipating a huge false flag to occur in the next 60 days, just because of that reason. I mean, we're talking trillions of dollars are on the chopping block right now, and the lives of the people who are in charge of this, you know, in a demonic sense, are on the block too, saying if you fail, you will die. So we're talking straight from the heart of darkness, saying, you do not do this in the time frame we have allocated. I don't care what you have to do, you're going to die. Just like they take out the mafia, hitmen that fail, and anyone else. And so this is exactly the same scenario. It's just on a grand global scale instead of, you know, some small-time Gambino family.
Well, let's have a little humor here to try to lighten things up a little bit. This is for all you folks in California. We now know, because it's been a proven fact, that if a man identifies as a woman, that has to be accepted by the powers that be. In fact, a very dear friend of mine, we've been friends since the mid-1980s, he worked at the Amazon warehouse in St. Charles, Missouri, up until about a week ago. He went to work one day last week, went to the men's restroom, and found that Amazon was now very graciously supplying feminine hygiene products inside the men's restroom. He'd had it. I mean, Amazon's a tough place to work at anyway, and that's pretty common knowledge with the highly restrictive things they have in place for their workers. He was so enraged that he stormed out of there, and I'm paraphrasing from what he told me on a phone call the other day. He stormed out of there and loudly announced to 30 coworkers that he couldn't take it anymore, and he was quitting. Later the same day, he demanded a 2 weeks severance pay from Amazon, which he got. He should have asked for a month, I think. He probably would have got that. And he's not going back. Now, move forward with the continued humor here. If I was lived in California and I owned an electric vehicle that required recharging on the power grid, I would write a letter and send a certified return receipt to the power company, maybe the city where I lived, announcing that my electric car identifies as an air conditioner. Therefore, it can be recharged during the hours when other electric cars can't be recharged, because my electric car now identifies as an air conditioner, which, of course, the air conditioner can run continuously. Can't they, Leon?
Absolutely.
Now, don't you think that's a great idea?
I think that's an awesome idea.
And who can oppose that? I mean, it's the same people who graciously accept a mentally ill man identifying as a woman and accommodate that mentally ill man as identifying as a woman. Of course, they have to graciously accept the electric car for being an air conditioner. It's the same logic, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, I concur. As a matter of fact, we should come up with a meme for that, you know, and put it online. I wouldn't ask very soon, just, you know, with the thought transfer in the universe, that people will have a meme like that very soon. That's hilarious. I'd love to see that.
Well, we got our first break coming up in about 2 minutes or so. When we get back, we're going to find out what in the world is the oil of the week. We're also going to learn about how people can get started with doTERRA, like Leanne and I. I just did some laundry this morning with 3 drops of Purify, 3 drops of lemon, and my laundry will come out clean and fresh and sweet smelling with no harmful or harsh chemicals. So that's one daily use. And of course, I got the On Guard going in my bedroom 24/7. On Guard going in my guest house, which has had some mold issues in the past and no longer does, because the On Guard goes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I make use of the doTERRA oils 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for various purposes. And it works out for me, and it works out for literally millions of people all over the planet, doesn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, at dinner last night, a friend of mine, he said, my son has the beginning phase of shingles. His wife is an RN out at Fort Leonard Wood, and he talked about that. And I said, you know, there are natural ways. In the last 10 years, I've had 15, 18 people talk to me about shingles, and some people, and I said, you know, it's a virus, like the herpes zoster virus, and it comes back naturally, especially based on stress. And I said, I've noticed it's gone through the roof recently. I've had 8 people just in the last 2 months ask me about it, pertaining to, and I said, were they jabbed? And they said, yes. And so that assault of all the spike proteins and all the nasties and the graphene in the, you know, affects the stress level, immunological stress level in the body. And so I said, was he shot? He said, yeah, he was. And I was like, okay. And so I said, if he's open to it, I will provide him with some oils. And so, you know, we brought up the book, I sent him the information and put it in the roller bottle. And this was 11 o'clock last night. So, yeah.
Fantastic.
Getting more and more pumping.
That's great. We have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
It's time to double down. I'm Peter Serafine, and yesterday's Liberty Minute ruffled some feathers, so I'm going all in today. If I take out a loan and make a bad investment, I still have to pay back the loan. Real estate, business, stocks, crypto, the investment doesn't matter. So why should student loans be an exception? College is an investment. You choose to go to college. You select your course of study. You pick the school. You decided to take out the loan. You are responsible. Oh, but the school lied. Or my advisor was horrible. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry. But it's still your debt. And your debt is your responsibility and only your responsibility. I am tired of my hard-earned tax dollars going to bail out the bad decisions of banks, businesses, or individuals. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pashem Parabellum.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 6th day of September. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Oils. And we're going to find out right now from Leon Green, what is the oil of the week? Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. The oil of the week is clove oil. And so it comes from the bud. It's in the botanical family Myrtaceae, which is shrubs and trees. And the way it's extracted is with steam distillation from the bud and the stem. And some of the chemical constituents in there are phenols, like eugenol, up to 85%, and esters. And they also have up to 14% sesquiterpene. And so the properties of clove are analgesic, antibacterial, antifungal, anti-infectious, anti-inflammatory, anti-parasitic. It's a strong antiseptic, anti-tumor, antiviral, disinfectant, antioxidant, and it's immune stimulant. And the common uses are for addictions like tobacco. I've had many people ask me about that before. How do they use it? Antioxidant, blood clot, candida, cataracts, corns, disinfectant, fever, fungal infections, herpes simplex, Hodgkin's disease, hormonal balance, hyperthyroidism, liver cleansing, lupus, macular degeneration, memory, metabolic balance, mold, muscle aches, muscle pain, osteoporosis, the plague, rheumatic arthritis, termites, thyroid dysfunction, toothaches, pain, tumor, and viral infections. And historically, they were used for skin infections, digestive upsets, intestinal parasites, childbirth, and most notably, toothache. And the French medicinal uses were for impotence, intestinal parasites, memory deficiency, pain, and plague. And so it's a valuable drawing fan. So it's effective in pulling out infection from tissues and may help amoebic dysentery, arthritis, and others. And so it really affects the body systems called under cardiovascular, digestion, immune, and respiratory system. And so you can dilute it in one drop of essential oil or clove in one drop of fractionated oil or a carrier oil, and then you apply it to the reflex point or directly on the concern. You can rub it on the gum surrounding an infected tooth. You can place it on the tongue with the finger to remove the desire to smoke, and place it on the back of the tongue to fight a severe cough. So, I mean, personally, I remember I got a phone call from my wife, and she said, Nathaniel banged his head up on a bookcase, and he's bleeding from his forehead, and you know, cranial bleed like pigs, and he was bleeding all over the place. And so I zipped over there and picked him up and took him to an urgent care in Colorado. And while we were waiting for half an hour, you know, we used direct pressure, and that stopped the bleeding, and I put helichrysum on to stop it and accelerate the bleed stop. So that worked well. And while I'm sitting in there, you know, out of my car, I had the needles, sutured, the whole shebang. And she was like, well, we don't have to do that now because it's not a good down scenario. So I spent another 45 minutes waiting. Other people came in and bypassed us. And I put clove oil on there. And so the U.S. Army doctor, who was a civilian now, was at this urgent care, and I said, what are you going to do? And he said, oh, we're going to do stitches. And it was like 13 stitches. And when he finally got around to doing it, you know, my son was concerned how painful it would be, and it's right in the middle of his head, right? So what do? We put some, I put some clove on there to deaden the impact of, you know, the localized anesthetic, lidocaine. I put that on there, and he's dead. I didn't even feel the injection. I was like, yeah, that shows you how effective clove was. And then I looked at the entire suite that he had, and I had that everything he had in there, other than the lidocaine, in my car. The exact same brand, the same needles, everything, right? And even the same injector tube. And so it just showed my son, it's like, hey, Dad has the same stuff, and it worked because he didn't deal with the pain. And then after that, we used lavender, and I told him, put lavender and helichrysum on every 2 hours, and you won't have a scar for life. And you think he wanted to listen to me while he's at mom's house? No. So he has a little minimal scar, and it shows how effective the oils are. That and the doc and I told the doctor that I said I put the lidocaine on, and that's why he didn't feel it. I mean, I put the clove on there, and he didn't even feel the pain. He said, and I brought in my own tools that were identical to his, and he first thought I took it. He took his stuff. I was like, no, look, here's my pack, and he was just blown away. Somebody, a civilian who's been to a couple 18 Delta classes. That's the same.
We have a break. Hold on, Leon. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Special event coming up Saturday, the 17th of September, not quite 2 weeks away. It's a fundraising banquet titled The Price of Freedom in Washington, Missouri. I will be there. We'll have Tegan, who survived the Benghazi attacks. The film 13 Hours was based on what took place there. Mark Schmitz of Afghanistan Notoriety. My friend Joe Adams, who's in charge of the Washington Guard. A Medal of Honor winner, Doc Baylard. And a local TV personality, Jamie Allman. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have a special panel set up for the next 2 weeks to give the details where you can buy your tickets. They're $75 a piece. If you do early registration, early registration is already passed. So right now they're $75 a piece. You get eight tickets for a fill up a table. You save some money by paying $575. All the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Getting caught up on energy cleaner orders from the weekend. Thank you, everybody, who participated in the Labor Day sale, which is now ended. It'll take me at least 2 days to get all those orders processed. There were so many of them, and we do thank you for that. And, of course, there's lots at my website. If you haven't been there in a while, disregard COVID alone, more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, about the true nature of the make-believe COVID pandemic and the COVID clot shot, which has killed more than 35,000 people so far. We have Leon Green with us, former U.S. Navy officer. And Leon, you were cut off by the break there, so you want to continue your thoughts, sir?
I just wanted to say that, you know, you can get the same medical supplies, sutures, and everything now and incorporate the oils. So you, and they, what's awesome about the oils is they have no adverse side effects, unlike the drugs that have, you know, contraindications and you have the black box labels and everything else you've seen on TV ads. You know, this may cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, you know, anal leakage, coma, and death. And so that's the difference between something that's natural, your body knows how to incorporate, as compared to something that was made in the test tube and on a Chinese factory, pharmaceutical factory that's being leveraged against the U.S. public. And you have it in your, on your person in a bug-out bag that's light and small, as compared to thinking, oh, we'll just wait till the Chinese mail it to us, you know, once we stop making them mad about Taiwan and everything else. So you can have the oils now and apply them and see the benefits and have the confidence knowing that they will work, whether it's with shingles, whether it's with the brown recluse bite that I've gotten two calls over this weekend, and all the other issues that, you know, that plague humanity. And arthritis is one that is, I always get calls about that. So the benefits are renowned, and they, and you got to think about it. Before drugs occurred in the last 170 years, how did humans stay alive? They used plants. You know, in Genesis, in the Bible, Genesis 1:29, where I give you all seed-bearing plants for your benefit. So when I talk to people, I'm like, why haven't I heard about this? Well, the doctors don't get paid for anything natural. They get paid by the drug companies, and FDA and CDC are subsidized by these companies when they're doing their tests and their studies to say, hey, if you pass this through, we don't care. You know, if 50 people die, that's good enough, right? Well, how many millions of people have died from the clot shot already? And, you know, they continue to pump it. I mean, I hear it on the radio station, The Mix, here in Missouri. And it's the lame medical place up by and Laclede County, and they said, yeah, if you haven't got your shot, you can come over here and take your booster, and there's no waiting list, and you don't need to make an appointment. And I'm like, holy cow, will they stop with the insanity? Stop telling people to take something that doesn't work, that's just going to adversely hurt people. They just keep pumping out that lie. I hear it every day when I'm outside welding.
Amazing. Liam, we got a caller here. We got John in Florida. Good morning, John.
Yes, I tuned in when you were talking about the electric car in California being an air conditioner. What I'm calling about is your prepper tip last week was about batteries. And anybody that has a car battery that's over 2 years old should replace it because it will go out, especially when you need it. And maybe that's one of the shows you should do on, because there's better quality car batteries out there than diehards and like that.
What do you like, John? Hello? Which one do you like?
I had a perfectly good battery working. It was a little over 3 years old. It just went out. And so I was scrambling to get a battery, and that was in the last week.
Yes, sir. So what brand and what style do you like? Lithium, what do you like?
Well, I guy that Riviera Generator, he recommended not getting the new, what do they call them? They got these new battery technology because he says the heat kills them. He kills all the batteries.
You're talking about 8 years?
But, I guess that was the... He says the heat is what kills all these batteries. And he's right. Down here in Florida, we got 100-degree weather, you know, middle of the state. But the DECA, I know DECA used to make a good battery, and there's maybe two or three brands out there, and I don't know which is the best, but then you can get a diehard, which I don't believe is going to be a good quality. You know, everybody will sell you a battery. But maybe that's... But everybody should get have a good battery in their car if it's over 2 years old. Just bite the bullet, get a good battery, you know, because what may happen by the end of the year, we may not be able to get batteries.
Well, something else that will help you here, John, is I don't sell these products, but they're called, the company is Pulse Tech. And do you know why these batteries go bad, John? Lead-acid batteries. Why do lead-acid batteries go bad?
because they build up something in the. You talked about this before.
You don't know why they go bad. Okay, we'll start there. Lead acid batteries go bad because the sulfur builds up on the lead plates, incrementally cutting down how much electricity can be stored until they can't store it anymore. The pulse tech devices send a reverse charge into the battery, knocking the sulfur buildup off the lead plates. Now, my lead acid batteries last twice as long as yours as a consequence because I use pulse tech devices and you don't.
Yeah, you talked about it on the air before. I remember 2 years ago.
There's your heads up.
That's something that people should do.
Right. These batteries are very expensive, and if you want your car batteries to last twice as long like mine do, get yourself pulse check devices. I don't sell them. There's not enough markup on them to make it worthwhile to even mess with these things. But the U.S. military uses them on their vehicles, and I use them also. So my batteries last twice as long as yours do, John. And that's a good heads up, because batteries are very basic to keeping these cars running, aren't they?
Yeah. Gotta have one. All right, anyway, that's all. I was just talking about the preference that you had last week. All right, have a good day. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And of course, another basic part of battery maintenance is keeping those terminals nice and clean and lubricated with some kind of special grease. Even Vaseline works really good to keep the oxygen away from the lead to retard and slow down the corrosion that takes place. Right, Leon?
Yes, sir. And as a matter of fact, while you're cleaning off that corroded battery terminal, positive and negative, you can use a very good acid is Coca-Cola. And we talked about this like 5 years ago, and Pepsi, and even the ENTs, when they get to bloody crime scenes or, you know, car accidents, many times they'll just open up a can of soda and pour it right on the asphalt and it dissolves all the blood on there, and they just wash it away. So, yes, you can use the same drink that everybody consumes by millions of gallons a day on your dirty old corroded batteries. And I agree with you. And I remember you telling me about Pulse Tech, and I'm looking at the website right now, and I'm going to put a couple of those in the cart and buy those as well. Thanks.
They're handy. And you can, when it's time to sell the car, you can remove it and put it on the next car, just like your EMP shield device. The most common reason for automobiles to not start 50 years ago is still the most common reason, and that's issues with the batteries. So nothing's changed in that regard, except what I've noticed is the batteries are now really small on these modern cars compared to what we're used to. Leon, let's tell people how they can do what you and I do every day, and that's we make use of doTERRA products in our daily life. Now, as a baseline, just to get people's attention, these essential oils are mentioned in the Holy Bible more than 300 times. The Holy Bible doesn't mess around with things that are of little consequence, like recipes for chocolate chip cookies. They don't do that. They only mention important things, and what's important with the essential oils is they've been used for many thousands of years successfully to help people enjoy a better life, a healthier life, a more productive life. And that's what we bring to the table with doTERRA oils. doTERRA oils are the purest oils you can get your hands on. They don't have warnings. This is important, and Leon's mentioned this many times. No warnings on the bottles to not consume them internally. And that's because of the purity. Right, Leon?
Absolutely. Purity and the potency.
Of course, now with that as a starting point, here's what you do, ladies and gentlemen. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Under products, you'll find the doTERRA oils. And do a little shopping trip. You get the most bang for your buck to get started with a kit. It's Kilo India Tango, a kit. Get the biggest kit you can afford. The bigger the kit, the more oils you get, the more money you save. Number one. Number two. Buy two different editions of the same book. The I think the 14th edition is out this month, I believe, Lynn, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. So you want to get the 14th edition and the 5th edition. You may say, John, why would I get two different editions of the same book? Well, here's why. The fifth edition says things that the Food and Death Administration does not allow us to say anymore. So that's why you want the fifth edition. The 14th edition, which is being printed and released this month, has all the latest and greatest oils in it that weren't around when the fifth edition was published. Last but not least, if you're in a hurry, and a lot of you are in a hurry because you've got chronic issues you want to deal with, and you want to get started quickly before you can get the books, or you'd like to start a home-based business where you become an affiliate dealer to help your neighbors, your family, people to go to church with, coworkers, get these excellent oils, and have a home-based business. That's where Leon Green comes in. Leon would be glad to help coach you as to which specific oils you need for your purposes and help you get started in a home business. And just give him a call. What's that phone number, Leon?
It's 303-495-2188 Mountain Time.
It is mountain time that he's used to, although Leon is now my neighbor living in South Central Missouri. His brain and body are still on mountain time. So just give him a call. If he's out busy taking care of the chickens or the garden or repairing a tractor, he'll get back with you. That phone number is 303-495-2188. Leon, the world we live in is growing more complex, it seems like, on a daily basis, isn't it, sir?
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. And more bizarre in that regard with the attacks on the food system and the energy. And I'm looking at all the things that I've got to get more propane before the price goes up before the fall. And now I just added two of those things to the cart from PulseTech. So it's like, okay, I'm going to contact them, see if they have military discounts, and then I'm going to order these because I realize that, you may have everything together. And even the EMP, but if your car doesn't start because your battery's dead, for whatever reason, you're out of luck. So, yeah, I have multiple backups, but I'm going to see if I can recoup some that were, marginal. And I'm not sure if they work on aging, so I'm going to call them after we get done.
Well, Leon, last Thursday we had our monthly meetup. I leave typically at 7 or just after because I get up so early in the morning. But you had a surprise training for the folks gathered there. What was the surprise training? I don't know yet.
Yes, sir. It was more of a self-evaluation because, I can preach to them about it. But I said, okay, let's just go down the list. Where are you? Take notes and see where you are. And so, how much, and this year I asked them, don't raise your hand. Just tell me, how many gallons of water do you have that are off-grid that are not in the, system, and then how many of you had gardens? And there were only three people that raised their hands, and we didn't have the normal people, Dan and all the other people that normally show up. So
Jeff's a big gardener. I regard Jeff as one of the more advanced gardeners. But go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And so we went down the list and medical, and I said, how many of you have medical training? And I think only three people raised their hand about first aid and CPR, and then. And I said, you can take the TCCC, the civilian and the military version, and they will walk you through gunshot wounds and things of that nature. And so, I wanted them to see where they are themselves. Now, it's one thing for me to try to teach and preach. It's another thing for them to say, wow, we don't even have water. And I said, this one guy, in this case, you and I both know, he has a 600-gallon tank, freshwater tank, on his property, and it's not even full. So in the grid down scenario, if the power went out, the bad water in Jackson, Mississippi, which has been bad for a month now, he would have no water at all. And he'd have to walk down the street and be exposed to everybody who also is looking for water. And if he brings it back in his cart or his car, they would see he's bringing water. So water is heavy to move and time consuming. So it's easier to do it now before the grid fails. So it just blows me away that there are many people who are in different levels of preparedness that still have the items but haven't even bothered to fill them. And water is pretty cheap now and very easy to do it now. But if I have to go down to the pond and drag it 800 feet back to the house on a wheelbarrow, that's going to get very time-consuming. So it's easier just to fill it now. And so that's what the training is. Do the self-evaluation. Where are you?
Leon, you touched on Jackson, Mississippi there. I haven't really studied that issue too much there. Is the issue they have, the municipal water supply is not working at all, or the water is bad and you can't drink it? Which is it?
Yes, right now it is a combination of both of them. The mayor came on TV and said, due to deferred maintenance, the water is tainted, so they've been on the boiler for months.
So they got water, they just can't drink it or bathe in it. Okay.
He says he needs $2 billion to fix it.
So they got water for fighting fires, at least. Okay. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Fix bayonets!
Lady Eden and Nicole Colgren, where to many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Well, Leon, I don't know where this hour went. We're down to the last few minutes. We got the Tuesday morning roundtable coming up here in a few minutes. I'm pretty sure we'll have Leon. Of course, we'll have Leon with us. We'll have Jeff Nyquist. Possibly Steve Ben-Noon. I have not got a message from Steve. possibly Steve O'Neill. With the great weather we've got, Steve O'Neill may be out working on his hobby farm. Don't know. But we'll start Tuesday morning roundtable after the top of the hour break. Well, now, Leon, we need to encourage people that we haven't mentioned this in a while. If they're taking one or more harmful, dangerous, expensive pharmaceutical products, there's a high likelihood they can substitute those harmful, expensive pharmaceutical products with safe and effective essential oils from doTERRA, isn't there?
Yes, sir. It's quite simple. I mean, you can do them in conjunction with, and as always, you know, officially the FDA response is, you know, talk to your medical practitioner. But yes, you can use these. They won't have adverse effects. There's only one oil that is very effective for heart issue, but when you're on statins, that is such a toxic chemical that it actually will be impacted. It's like drinking grapefruit juice. You know, when you're taking any of the drugs that are out there, it can amplify and metabolize. Your body will metabolize it as if you consume up to 11 times. So one pill is equivalent now to 11, because grapefruit juice is very much against chemicals, a man-made product. One question I was going to ask you is, what is your favorite oil, and what would you like to see as the next oil of the week? So I really
On Guard has been my go-to oil for a lot of things. I don't know if I would. It's the most used. I have several favorite oils, but it's the one I use the most. On Guard.
Okay. So then, what we've already covered that about 2.5 months ago. So what other ones? I'll just add that. I'll add one to your.
Let's see. I guess I'd have to say lavender would be the next one.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We'll make that next week, sir.
Okay. Sounds good. And, well, Leon, it's always good to get the updates from you and see what's going on from your point of view. Our mutual friends that are supposed to be coming to Missouri, I haven't talked to them in the past week. Do you have any updates from them?
No, sir, but he's listening because he heard about termites this morning. So, yes, I have not spoken to
him. Okay.
But one thing I was also, but he did text me and he said, you know, when I went to the Homestead Expo, there was a nice man who's a believer, and he's also a pastor, and it's called Natural Grandma. He has a YouTube channel. He has 2,000 chickens, and they're going to have to liquidate those. And he's really sad to do that because he's, you know, he broke his right leg, and he's in a hospital right now, and, you know, he's talking about it. But, you know, if you're in the Missouri area, I'm going to reach out to him and see if I can pick up 100 or 200 chickens, and I may add that to the flock, and then when he gets up and about again, give them back to him. But right now, they're either going to have to kill these chickens or they're going to have to parcel them out somewhere. So it's called natural.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Hope it works out okay. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can't.